Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side for Tuesday, May 24. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, the digital dollar moves forward. For those of us on the outside, there's a tendency to think that major projects just consist of an announcement, followed a few months later, or sometimes even years later, by the completed project. Because we're not part of the development team, we can't really visualize what goes on behind the doors. However, sometimes we can catch the merest glimpse of the background work. In looking at this month's meeting calendar for Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, I think we may have just found such an opportunity. The project that I'm speaking about is the Digital Dollar Project, the move from a physical currency to a virtual one. Now, on March 9th of this year, President Biden issued an executive order on, quote, ensuring the responsible development of digital assets. Now, the order essentially gave the go-ahead for all of the agencies and affiliates of the U.S. government to pursue the digital dollar. And as I say, while we on the outside may not think that much is happening, you can bet that's most definitely not the case. I'm very sure that teams have been assembled, copious meetings scheduled, and entire sections of the U.S. Treasury and related bureaus are working overtime currently to bring about the digitizing of the dollar. And we can see some of that action in Fed Chairman Powell's schedule. Now, before we get into the specifics, one quick note. No one, but no one, goes directly into a chairman's office just to shoot the breeze. Each of his meetings are carefully arranged and scripted, so that each leads to an explicit goal. So that step by step, a project as big and as important as this can actually be achieved. Generally, staff has worked for days or weeks arranging each one of these meetings, and the agenda for the meeting. Now, just the week before last, Powell had a four-meeting sequence that was particularly interesting to me, and it looks like it was centered around the digital dollar. Acting as the facilitator for all of this appears to be Paul Ryan, the former Speaker of the House. Now, on Tuesday, May 10th, Ryan and Powell spoke for half an hour. This is just the sort of thing that you do before an important meeting. If I'm right, Ryan was making sure that he understood all of the issues the chairman might have had so that the next day's meeting would be positive and productive. And the very next day, Ryan and Brian Armstrong met Powell in his office. Now, Brian Armstrong is the founder and CEO of Coinbase Global, the nation's largest cryptocurrency exchange, and the developer of the stablecoin, a cryptocurrency that converts one-on-one into a dollar, and this bears a striking resemblance to what the projected digital dollar would look like. This is exactly the sort of meeting one would expect of our central bank and our leading cryptocurrency company if you were actively pursuing a digital dollar. Now, the very next morning, Jerome Powell met with Chris Giancarlo, former head of the CFTC, and now the founder of a not-for-profit called the Digital Dollar Project. This meeting was no doubt planned in advance to follow up on what Armstrong and Coinbase were proposing or discussing the day before. Powell would want to have an objective third party to discuss the representations of that earlier meeting. Is it right? Does it sound good to you? And Giancarlo was likely placed in the advisor's seat. Now, what likely was not planned was the virtual meeting again with Giancarlo the next day on Thursday. I say this because it was scheduled so shortly after their first meeting. It was also scheduled at the end of the day. That's a time that's often left open for any emergencies or extraneous items, and it lasted for one full hour. The original meeting between these two lasted only for half an hour. Something probably came up between their meeting on Wednesday and this meeting late Thursday afternoon, something that Powell felt might derail this part of the project. Better to work on it now while things can be easily set right. It's just how these major projects work. Progress slowly going forward, with seeming agreement, then a crisis, a resolution, and the next step forward. Now, for anyone who's been involved in this sort of thing, it's as obvious as can be. And it tells me that these people are serious, that the president's directive is being followed, and that at some point we will have a digital currency with the Federal Reserve as the central point of control. But what it also tells me, which we should expect for any project of this scope and magnitude, this will not be easy. And we should expect some hiccups along the way, together with possible delays. Well, yesterday's rally be a one-day affair? That's the question this morning. And unfortunately, it sure looks that way a couple of hours before markets open in New York. Equity futures have been down all night, and they continue down right now. Now, in economic news this morning, the focus turns to the purchasing managers. Those are the people who are the first step in the manufacturing process. They buy the raw materials and components that factories will assemble for the finished product that you and I consume. And since the pandemic, these are the people who have been on the hot seat, the ones that at the very start of all the supply chain. For instance, they're the ones who are ordering the semiconductors for the automakers from those overseas suppliers and have come up short. They're also the ones who order the appliances from Asia, which are stuck on a container ship anchored somewhere off the port of Shanghai. In short, purchasing managers are the very heart of this global economic crisis that we're in right now. Purchasing managers want and need more. It's reflected in all the numbers that we've seen so far this morning. From Japan to France and Germany, and even Great Britain, all of the purchasing managers' index are solidly positive, indicating that there's a tremendous pent-up demand at the wholesale level of the economy worldwide. This is a positive and upbeat indicator. But look out. Should we ever see the purchasing managers' indexes begin to fall, that would be the ultimate sign of demand destruction. Now, in a couple of hours, the U.S. will report on our purchasing managers, and like the rest of the major economies, it too is expected to be solidly positive. Now, headlining today's economic reports will be the latest on new home sales. The street's looking for a lower number here, as these higher mortgage rates are really beginning to cut into real estate growth. The street's looking for an annual rate of about 750,000 new home sales, back to the level we were at last November. Any lower, however, would not be well received on Wall Street, and might be another excuse, as if we needed one, to head even lower on the averages. On the earnings calendar for today, some more specialty retailers. Leading off will be Best Buy, then AutoZone, Ralph Lauren, and Urban Outfitters. And speaking of new home sales, the country's leading upscale developer, Toll Brothers, will report later this afternoon. And that's the value side for this Tuesday, May 24. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Ravel. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed, strictly my own.